It's day 84 of hashtag 365. My name's Alex Baker, and it's time for this.
It's time for the weigh-in.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I have actually already weighed myself today. Weighed myself earlier. If I'm totally honest, it's not particularly good news. But that's fine. I weighed myself. I stood on the scales. And my current weight today is 17 stone 5, which means I've actually not lost anything at all since last week. And you may be wondering why I'm so chipper and kind of upbeat about that. But the reality is that I know that weight loss is a strange thing. I know sometimes it comes off in chunks and then sometimes it slows down. Sometimes you reach a plateau and nothing comes off for ages. So I know this week I've done good. I know I've done well. You know, I've walked so many steps. I did about, probably I'd say 80,000 steps this week. I went for a run this morning. My fitness is so much better. I'm on the second stage of Couch to 5K and my fitness is on a completely different level to where it was even a month ago. You know, I went for a run this morning with Paul. Yes, it was tough, but it was nowhere near as hard as it was at the start. And I've really, most importantly, I'm really enjoying it. I'm seeing the benefits. I'm feeling the benefits. I feel like my body is stronger. And I looked down at the scales earlier and I was a bit bummed out, obviously, that I hadn't lost anything at all. But in no way did it dent my motivation. I feel really good about where I'm at. And one of the things it's reminded me of, one of the key things it's reminded me of, which is so important, isn't it, when you're trying to lose weight, is the notion of patience. You have to be patient. I think one of the primary reasons, certainly for me, that diets so often fail, I'm just walking around, by the way, which is why it might sound a bit weird. I think one of the primary reasons that diets so often fail is because people aren't patient. They want instant results. And so many of the things you see in the diet industry are geared towards instant results, aren't they? Get slim in 30 days, the two-week program, lose 10 pounds in 1 week. These are all the kind of things that you see, you know, thrown at you constantly. And the reality is, all those sorts of messages are doing are reinforcing unhealthy habits and unhealthy ways of life. And that's the whole point of hashtag 365. And I know I've said this point a million times and I'm going to keep saying it because every single time I say it, it reminds me, you know, it drills it right back into the front of my mind. This is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm not out to lose 4 stone in 3 months. I'm not out to sort of break any records for weight loss. That's not what this is about. This is about steady progress towards a focused goal over time. So I can look down at the scales, as I did today, see that I've not lost any weight this week, and be happy in the knowledge that I'm doing all the right things. Of course, I can tweak things, I can turn the screws, I can tighten it all up a bit. Sure, we can always do that. But so long as the weight is heading in the right direction, over the course of the week, the course of the fortnight, the course of the month, the course of the quarter, course of the half year, then everything's fine. Maintaining that patience is so important, and that's why it's so important to think of this as a year-long thing, not a quarter-long thing. So, what am I going to do next? I'm going to wake up tomorrow. I'm going to crack on with hashtag 365. What I am going to do, though, is lower my calories. I've been doing 1,700 calories, and I think for maybe a couple of weeks, I might dip that back down to 1,500. Just to sort of, you know, put a little bit more focus on those calories. Because I think that's every now and then I've been dipping over maybe 20, 30 calories. A bit of calorie creep has been creeping in, which is one of the key things to avoid when you're trying to lose weight, when you're trying to count calories. So if I take that down to 1,500 over the course of the week, that should help me balance things out. So I'm going to try that. I'm not going to make any other changes. I'm happy with the amount of exercise I'm doing. I'm happy with my mindset. So let's just tweak that, stick to that, and see where we get to next week. Aim, I think I'm going to be a bit kinder to myself this week. I'm not going to try and stretch it as far. I'm going to try and step on the scales. Well, I will step on the scales a week from now and be 17 stone 2. So that's 3 pounds weight loss. That's the goal this week. That's what I'm working towards. And hopefully you're setting yourself your own goal and it's all working out for you. So yeah, bring on tomorrow.